I've been reading the business news about cost-cutting measures big companies are instituting in the middle of this severe economic crisis. One company is actually requiring employees to turn in a used pen before issuing a new one. Another well-known corporation has a new policy in which employees save money by writing on the back of used envelopes instead of using company logo paper. Well, welcome to my world. Public school teachers have been in the middle of a severe economic crisis for as long as I can remember. And we were writing on the backs of used envelopes way before pinstriped executives thought of it. In fact, teachers have truly mastered the art of scrounging. Even before this current economic downturn, teachers were finding cheap and inventive ways to stretch skimpy supply budgets. Teachers tear up old wallpaper samples for Valentine's and cut up magazines for collages. We decorate classrooms with posters rescued from bookstore dumpsters and save old water bottles to spray paint into vases for Mother's Day. We transform empty cardboard paper towel rolls into science projects and use macaroni to teach math. I've seen teachers wait around shoe stores asking each customer for the empty box until they collected enough for a class set of dioramas. I knew a kindergarten teacher who made the most beautiful Christmas art project, creating reindeer out of old Starbucks cups. My entire third-grade class once made dinosaur models out of soda bottles, rolled-up newspaper, and empty toothpaste tubes. And I am the only person I know who is thrilled when someone gives me a bag of empty cardboard toilet paper rolls to use to make pilgrims at Thanksgiving. So I'm interested to hear that the recession has forced big corporations to discover what teachers have known all along. When it comes to supplies, economic necessity is the mother of invention. So, if any banking or auto industry executives need ideas for low-cost creativity, just drop by your local elementary school. We'd be glad to teach you. In fact, we can even show you how to hold a bake sale to raise capital. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.